The Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is available again in Ellis County. Ellis County Health Services Director Jason Kennedy talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
You know, it's probably good when there's no excitement on the COVID front, but we've definitely stabilized some. We still have a few cases that come trickling in, like we talked. That'll be consistency really throughout for a long time. We'll continue to pick up a few cases. The hope is that we keep the hospitalizations and we keep the mortality low. So to do that, vaccines are really the kind of the best way to ensure that we keep that hospitalization down and the mortality numbers down. So as we look at those vaccines, we have plenty available in Ellis County. We have a surplus. We have them sitting on shelves, not only in pharmacies, but in the health department. So we really do encourage everybody, go out, find a place to be vaccinated, find a place that's convenient for you. There's tons of options. Any one of the major pharmacies in town, as well as the health department, are providing them. We have closed down our vaccine clinic just because of really low numbers. So we will no longer be giving first shots out at the mall. We will still be doing second shots at the mall. So if you received your first shot at the mall, you will be back at the mall on the day that we gave you to receive your second shot. However, the first shots we have transitioned, just given them in our office. Sign up is still the same. Go to www.ellisco.net. Pick a time. Pick which vaccine you want. We do have all three vaccines available. We have Pfizer in stock. We have Moderna in stock. And we have Johnson & Johnson back in stock, which I know there was a lot of controversy over the last couple of weeks about the safety of Johnson & Johnson. They did review the data. They went back through the literature. They looked at the cases and the incidence of complications, and they found that overwhelmingly that vaccine is still safe, sort of like we knew going into it. So our medical direction has reviewed the data as well and has approved us to begin giving the Johnson & Johnson shot again next week. So people can pick that one. They can pick the Pfizer, they can pick the Moderna, pick the Johnson & Johnson. We do have all of them in stock. And, the key is getting people out, getting you vaccinated.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned the Johnson & Johnson shots coming back and those being safe, because I know this isn't exactly your area of expertise, but maybe you want to talk a little bit about this. You know, I keep seeing online people that point to folks that got their shot and then something bad happened. You know, they had a heart attack or they had a stroke or... But, I mean, when you do the numbers, really, the averages of it kind of, to me, look like they really are so minuscule as to be almost not a factor. Like, you know, you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than having a bad reaction from one of these COVID shots. And that's just my, 30,000 foot view, unprofessional. I don't know. So if you want to maybe talk a little bit about that, or am I just completely off the rails here?
Sure. As is unfortunately too often in COVID times, we like to look for the negative. We like to look for the one time that things didn't go right. And then we create a giant hype over that. Now, loss of life or complications from medicine is something that we never want. You never want that from anything. You know, the point of medicine is to make people better. It's to make people healthier. It's to make people safe. But we do see complications with any medications, not just the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Any medication you take carries side effects. It's always the really fast-talking, small print at the end of the commercial, and half the time I see a medicine or a new medicine, I'm like, man, the side effects are worse than what I'm dealing with that I'm taking the medicine for. And so in this case, it's really not that. The side effects of this have been very minimal. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, doesn't really matter. And they did find that overwhelmingly the incidence of risk is so low with the Johnson & Johnson that it is still safe. And the upside, the positive of the vaccine, of being vaccinated against COVID-19, is far greater. The positive of that is far greater than the chances of side effects. And so, in the population that was having the majority of the side effects, they also found that birth control, smoking, all of those actually had a higher incidence of blood clots in this same population than really the Johnson & Johnson shot. So overwhelmingly, it is safe. It is something, though, that you need to recognize. You need to consult your primary care physician and see if that is the right one for you. Your primary care physician is going to be the best person to guide your individual medical care. Unfortunately, the national news media doctors are probably not the best to guide your personal medical care. Trust your local doctors. Trust your primary care physician. If you don't have a primary care physician, find one. Get established with someone. Use them to help guide your decision on which vaccine to get. And then sign up on our website, and we will get you that vaccine.
Very good. You know, with these other areas or these other providers that are having them, like Walmart, Walgreens, et cetera, the local pharmacies, you know, is there really any difference between getting it between you or them, or is that just a place to get it? It's the same shots, I guess, is my question, right?
Yeah. No, any one of the providers in town. Now, the only thing that we have at the health department that they don't have at these other spots is we do have all three available. I am not positive, and I won't speak to what Dillon's has in stock or what Walgreens or Walmart, but generally they only have one type of vaccine. So we do offer all three. We have them in stock. Starting next week, you can pick the Johnson & Johnson again. Go on, you can pick your vaccine, pick your time, come in and get it. So if you want one over the other, or you, you know, if you need a second shot, let's say you received your Moderna somewhere else, you know, a long time ago, and then you can't go back to there, or they told you, hey, we don't have them anymore. You can come get your second shot, depending on, it doesn't matter what it is, sign up. And we'll get you in. We want to do our part to serve the public, and we'll do anything we can to help you out.
Excellent. And maybe that's a good way to use our last minute or so here. You know, I'm hearing a lot on the national media about the importance of that second shot. So maybe if you want to talk a little bit about that, because if I remember the numbers right, it goes from like an 89% to 95% effective rate with that second dose, which doesn't seem like that much, but that can be huge, right?
You know, they are really pushing the importance of the second shots. They're pushing the importance of, you know, even this potential booster that might be coming, all of that. You know, in all reality, for me, the biggest thing is that you get out and get vaccinated. If you have missed your second shot, let us know. We'll help you. But getting out and getting that first dose, 100% of first doses at 75% effectiveness, 100% of the population is better than 20% of the population with 90% effectiveness. Mm. So the key for me is getting out and getting vaccinated. Choose the one that's right for you. Make sure that you consult your primary care physician. And, yeah, make sure that you follow through. It's no different than any other medicine. If you get a course of antibiotics, your doctors are always hard on you. You know, make sure you finish this. Make sure you finish this vaccine or this antibiotic. Make sure you follow the instructions. Same thing with the vaccines. Follow the instructions, you know, get that second shot, get the full effectiveness of the vaccine, and we can all move forward.
Excellent. Well, Jason, we've got to get over to news. Any last thoughts real quick before we go?
I think that's it. Be safe. It's going to be a beautiful day. Get outside. Go for a walk. Go for a jog. Be healthy.